I'm the late shift librarian at the quiet little downtown library. I've just finished my shift this evening, and my stilettos click-clack across the marble floor as I shelve the last paperbacks left on tables. Our library is classy and vintage, with its mahogany reading tables, green desk lamps, marble floors, dark nooks filled with soft leather chairs, and lots of leather-bound volumes hiding the mysteries of the ages. Tonight is a particularly sexy night, and I'm dressed the part. I'm wearing a tight white cardigan, and the top buttons are left carelessly undone to expose the V of my cleavage. I've got a black miniskirt that accentuates the curve of my hips, and fishnet stockings held in place with a lacy garter belt. As I walk, the slickness of my pussy moistens my thighs in the absence of panties. The last two patrons left moments ago, and the only other person in the library is you. You've been waiting here for me all evening, entertaining yourself with a paperback, or pretending to, and waiting for me. You're dressed in your nice slacks, loafers, dress shirt rolled up to the sleeves. The firmness of your forearms as they muscle their way out of your shirt, all solid and masculine, is so incredibly sexy to me. I've locked the doors. We're deliciously alone, lover. It makes my belly quiver and my heart race with the excitement of the thought of being alone with you here in such a secret but public place. It's so forbidden, so deliciously silent here, that my own heart beating echoes loudly in my ears. I feel giddy. This is going to be fun. Finally, when I'm certain there's no other soul in the building, I make my way roundabout to your leather armchair. You look up at me questioningly, and I climb on top of you, straddling your lap between my knees. You look up at me into my eyes, run your fingers down my hips to my legs, feeling fishnet and skin all the way down, resting your fingers on the crook of my knees, drawing my thighs closer to your throbbing crotch. Looking straight into your glittery brown eyes, I kiss your lips, parting them with my tongue just slightly, swirling my tongue gently over the inside of your upper lip, tasting the sweetness of your breath, smelling your cologne. Oh, I missed you, baby. You smell so good. And you do. The scent of you is so arousing, it makes me even wetter. I begin by caressing you, moving my hands across the back of your head, down your neck, massaging your shoulders, in little squeezes that turn into greedy grasps. I kiss you, starting in the softness behind your right ear, moving kiss by kiss, twirling in just a hint of moist tongue down to your collarbone, punctuating the gesture with a nibble of earlobe. As I move to your left ear to give it equal treatment, you moan softly, grabbing the flesh of my ass in each hand, pulling me down firmly on your hard-on, still trapped in your pants. I feel you throb against my crotch, even through the fabric between us. You kiss my neck, the soft kisses that make my spine tingle with excitement, pulling me harder against you, biting me, digging your fingertips into my flesh. I reach down and tease the zipper of your pants, undo the button. I want to take you, do things with you here in this chair. Meanwhile, you're unbuttoning my shirt, fingering my cleavage, unhooking my bra. My breasts are in full view, and you can smell the soft, sweet perfume I always hide between them for you. I take your cock in my palm as it leaps out of your fly and stroke you just a little. Your flesh is so warm and soft on my palm, and you throb just a little at my touch, at the peak of my hand stroke. I lean heavily on you, holding you down in the chair, and kiss your lips while I stroke your cock and feel you throb. You feel exposed there in that leather chair, your pants unzipped, your belt undone, my hand wrapped around your most intimate member in the public library. I feel the same thrill, my breasts exposed to you, the cold air on them making my nipples hard. I I push myself off your lap and down onto the floor, kneeling in front of you, hungrily grabbing your cock in my right hand, kissing the underside of its head, feeling you throb every time my warm, soft lips touch you. I'm bent over you here, with my bare breasts on your thighs, and you can feel my nipples hard through your pants. The feeling of your slacks on my nipples makes me excited, makes my pussy feel wet. You can feel my breath on you, warming you, and I'm using my tongue just a little, letting it flirt with your dickhead from between my lips, roving around the tip, French kissing you. You taste good, all sweet and salty at the same time. I look up at you, pleading with my eyes. Let me put you in my mouth. Let me taste you just a little here, while you're exposed to me with your fly open and your belt undone, sitting with your legs stretched out on the soft leather chair. The silence of the library rushes in your head. The anticipation of my lips around your dick gives you a hot rush of pleasure. You guide me to you with your hand gently on the back of my head, your fingers stroking my hair. Your head is leaned back in the chair and you're looking down into my eyes, pleading with me to put you in my mouth. I want to taste you, I say, salivating at the thought of licking your cock. Do you want me to suck you off, lover? You're so aroused, all you can do is nod and swallow hard. I wet my lips. You curl your toes and tense your thigh muscles when you feel my mouth, all warm and wet, finally embrace your cock. I slick you up with saliva and suck on you, taking the lower part of your shaft in my other hand, stroking and sucking you, feeling you fill my mouth, taking you hungrily, stroking and sucking, and using my tongue to tease your dickhead while you're in my mouth. The inside of my mouth is indescribably soft against the skin of your cock. I quicken my pace. I need more of you faster. I feel empty without you in me. My pussy throbs at the thought of having you in me, in my mouth. I stroke you faster in soft, warm hand, taking you deeper in my mouth. You feel the head of your shaft reaching my throat just a little, the world closing in. You swallow hard with the pleasure of it, your head thrown back, your eyes are closed, your thigh muscles tense in the chair. You moan a deep growl and bring my head in closer with your hand, stroking my hair, pulling yourself inside my mouth deeper until I think I'm going to swallow you. I let you thrust in my throat so tight and warm around you. I let out a little sound of pleasure and swallow a little, still stroking you in my hand, thrusting you in my mouth. My throat muscles tightening in waves around your cockhead. I feel you on the roof of my mouth, on my tongue, in my throat. I am giddy. I feel flutters of arousal in my belly. Just when you start to throb hard and feel arousal welling up from deep within you, I slow down and withdraw you from my mouth, stroking you just lightly and lazily with my hand. I lean back from you a little, looking up at you. Your eyes are pleading with me not to stop. I know I said I'd suck you off, lover. What fun would it be if I made you come so soon? Touch me, lover, I beg. I want you to caress me. I need to feel your hands on me. Touch me. Before I can even finish getting the words out, you're on top of me, and I'm on my back on the cold marble floor, sans shirt, with my skirt around my waist, my fishnets, garter belt, and lack of panties completely evident. Your left arm firmly holds me down at the shoulder, and your mouth is kissing mine hungrily. Your tongue rollicking with mine in flitting trills, accented by little hard nibbles of teeth. It's like my teasing has awoken a hungry beast. You're kissing down my neck to my breasts and sucking my nipples, making them hard and pink. Your other hand is on the small of my back, pulling me up to you, grinding against the soft, worn inside of my thigh, feeling the warmth of my flesh and the softness of the fishnets both so teasing on your recently aroused dick and balls. I'm powerless under your ravenous movements. I wrap my legs around yours, pulling you closer to me, to my warm pussy so empty, just aching to be filled. Oh, God. Oh, that feels good. I yelp, my cries echoing through the library. Oh, fuck me. Not yet, you little dick tease, you growl, snarly and seductive. If you're going to play games with me, then I'm going to have my fun with you, too. And you punctuate your words by leaning your hip into my thigh, pinning me down even more. You look straight into my eyes, unflinching bold. God, your gaze reduces me to a quivering puddle of desire. You move your right hand up to rub the inside of my thigh, teasing me. I throb for you to touch my slit. My pussy is so wet at the thought of you fingering me that I'm dripping onto the floor. Your hands are always warm and dry, and you brush the inside of my thigh so seductively, and then move to my pussy lips, rubbing the back of your second knuckle on their softness, feeling their smooth hairlessness, their heat. I shudder, empty at your touch, reeling from the anticipation of it. Finally, you spread me open and feel the slick, wet smoothness of my slit, stroking me slowly with your fingertip, up from the quivering hole of my pussy to the throbbing head of my clit, going back down to the wet hole of my pussy and back up to my clit, circling my clit, and back down again, all the while bringing with you the sweet wetness of my juices to wet the head of my clit. And all this time, you're looking straight into my eyes, your brown eyes looking through me, seeing my soul exposed. Ugh! I let out an animal cry of pleasure, for being pinned to the cold floor, for being teased like this, for feeling the tender caress of your fingertip and craving it so bad and wanting more, for being so vulnerable and fragile under you, and knowing that you could hurt me. But you won't. I'm so aroused by these things, and I'm so in tune with the sensation of you touching me, that I swear I'm riding over every ridge of your fingerprint as it strokes up and across the head of my clit. I feel the white-hot fire of climax begin to rise out of my clit into my belly. And then you stop, and you stand up, leaving me trembling on the floor. I can't get enough of you. You're always leaving me wanting more. I get up off the floor and strip you naked, practically tearing the buttons off your shirt. I step out of my skirt. I am now wearing thigh-high black fishnets and a black lacy garter belt, and nothing else. We are both completely exposed to each other. Your gigantic erection is evident, and I'm getting cravings for you again. Sit down, lover. I point to the leather chair. The leather is worn, soft, and kind of chilly against your skin. It smells sweet, as most leather does. It gradually warms to your flesh. I straddle you again in the chair, and begin caressing your shoulders with my hands, pressing my breasts against your bare chest, letting you feel the heat of my wet pussy press hard against your erection, pressing it up against your belly, letting you feel my thighs embracing your own. Suck me, you say, and your eyes are begging me, glittering, pleading, desperate. Oh, I will, lover, and you will like it, I say, and I take your dick in my warm hand once again, lazily jacking it, feeling it slide in my palm. You let out a low growl of pleasure in the anticipation of what comes next. I kneel down again in front of you, and without any hesitation or teasing this time, I lick my lips and stick you straight in my mouth, wetting you on all sides, warming you, making you think you'd never left my mouth for the chilliness of the marble floor. I take you deep right from the start, wrapping my tongue around your shaft, and stroking you with one hand, pressing your thigh back with the other to steady myself on you. You're breaching my throat, and I'm making little noises because I know it sends waves of pleasure to your cock, and it drives you crazy. One hand is in my hair, and the other is grabbing the arm of the chair so hard that you're at risk of ripping the leather. You're thrusting into me, each stroke becoming a little more intense, a little rougher, a millimeter deeper. You feel so good in me. It makes me so hot to know you want to penetrate me like this, to be in me as far as you can, to be buried in me as deep as you can go. It makes me hot to have you grab me, thrust in my mouth, to take me, to do these things to me in both a rough and tender way. I trust you. I relinquish myself to you for your pleasure and let you treat me rough within reason. I like the roughness because it is real, because it is intense, because it signifies your unrestrained desire for me. You're thrusting hard in my throat, and you're so aroused that you're practically standing up. Your right hand is grasping the back of my neck, guiding me around you. The left has its fingernails sunk into the leather. Your mouth is open, eyes closed, mouth dry with desire. I've got my right hand grasped around the lower half of your shaft, and I'm pumping you hard and fast, making pleasure noises that rise up my throat and run like shockwaves through your cock, into your balls, into your belly. White hot cum rises in you. You're on the very edge, and I can feel it. I press away from you. I don't want you to come yet. I don't want this to be over yet. Oh, you growl. You're such a fucking tease, you say, as I pull away from you, a frenzied look in your eyes. You know what I want. I stand, and you grab me by the waist, throwing me over the edge of one of the reading tables, spreading me open and pressing the head of your cock at the entrance of my pussy. I'm so wet for you, and you feel the warmth of my body engulf you. You enter me, and I gasp at the pleasure of it. The sensation of you penetrating me, sliding inside me, all hard and hot and throbbing, the feeling of your strength and forcefulness, the feeling of being vulnerable and open to you. I feel your dick pressing all the way to my cervix, pressing inside me as deep as you'll go, and withdrawing, slick, hot, throbbing, and then slamming into me again. I like it when you fuck me rough, in quick, hard strokes, so deep and hard we're both panting. I wrap my legs around your waist and draw you into me with my thigh muscles, thrusting you in and out while I'm on my back on this reading table in the middle of the public library. Oh, fuck me. God, I can't get enough of you. Fuck me. Oh. I bite your neck as if to accentuate my hunger for you. My cries echo through the library. Somewhere on the roof, birds are startled out of their nests in the middle of the night by my cries of pleasure. You've got your fingers dug into my flesh. You're driving your heart erection in me as fast as you can, looking into my eyes with a look of pure arousal. I'm flat on my back on the table with my thighs wrapped around you, and you're fucking me so hard the solid mahogany table is rocking. I sink my teeth into your neck again and cry out in muffled pleasure, my voice ringing like a bell through the echoing building. You feel how hot and tight my pussy is as it engulfs you again and again. Soft, wet flesh in my insides dripping from being teased, from teasing you, from giving you oral pleasures and enjoying the way you help yourself to my mouth. My muscles throb around you, and I work them to grasp you, tightening to pull you into me as deep as you'll go. My legs around your ass, my arms around your neck, my kisses coming hot and fast down your neck, then on your mouth. My tongue parting your lips, tasting your tongue, licking you, exploring the inside of your mouth, and withdrawing and teasing the underside of your upper lip. You're thrusting hard, and we've got that little slippery slick of sweat built up between our bodies, lubricating us so we slide against each other nice and slippery. You're so hard, so close. Your back is arched. Your dick is hard, veined, throbbing. And that hot white load is rising in you. Your hands are on the small of my back, pressing yourself into me as far as you'll go. My fingernails are dug into your shoulder blades. Oh, lover, I want you to come in me. Fuck me hard. I want you to come. Oh. I kiss your lips deeply and feel the orgasm wash over you, surging hard inside me, filling me full of your steam and cum. You fuck me so good, I say, as I fall back onto the reading table in exhaustion. I cradle your head in my arms as you lay on my breast, Your breath still fast and heart still racing. Yeah, well, you're still Dick Tease, you say, smiling up at me. I just giggle. Yes. Yes, I am.